أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى ألكم الذكر وله الأنثى تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى أم للإنسان ما تمنى فلله الآخرة والأولى صدق الله العظيم.
جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہاں مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہاں مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہاں مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستوں لیکن بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستوں لیکن سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستاں مجھ کو سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو زبان عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں زبان عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زبان مجھ کو مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زبان مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو فغاں مجھ کو بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو فغاں مجھ کو بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو فغاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو دوستوں راہ محبت میں کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو دوستوں راہ محبت میں سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیان مجھ کو سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیان مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر، زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان در فشاں مجھ کو، زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان در فشاں مجھ کو، زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان در فشاں مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو، جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ Respected brothers and elders, and our mothers listening over the receiver, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Damul Barakatum Al-Aliya, requires no introduction whatsoever. But being his being his student, I feel it is important that we should give some glimpse of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab's life, although I would be doing a great injustice. While sitting here, I'm just pondering, how can I introduce my beloved Ustad? After, on the demise of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab, rahmatullahi alayh, most of us, we lamented. We expressed grief and remorse that if only we spent better quality time with him, we could have benefited more. There were so many people in our own country, in our own city, who sent emails and messages that we did not realize who Maulana was. We have these great people still amidst us. And you would have observed when Hazrat Maulana entered the masjid, everything just lit up. I'm not exaggerating. We don't like to say these things. When a person becomes Allah's, then Allah makes the people flock onto that person. And as much as these people, they are absolutely humble, they do not wish that people come around them. But it is the akhlaq. They tolerate us. They allow us to be in their company. Otherwise they could have been engrossed the entire day in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana has got such a great institution. Those of you who have been to Darul Azadul. And of course I'm not alluding to myself. This masjid. There are so many students who have qualified in Darul Azadul. Maulana Yusuf Sahib is here. If you go down the canon, Musalla, Maulana Musa Adamji is there. If you go Masjid Hilal, Mufti Yusuf and Maulana Ahmad Katani. If you go to Sikha Lake, Mufti Zubair Bayat. Go to Spingo Beach, Maulana Ilyas Patel, Maulana Hussain Salehji. And there's so many other Salehjis and Maulana Kaji is there. If you go to Newlands, Maulana Ahmad Mutara. We go to Amzinto, Park Rainey. We go to Midlands, Peter Marisburg. We go to Stanger. There are so many ulama there. Not only in Natal, not only in Transvaal. Throughout the globe, Hazrat Maulana has spent so much of time in the work of Dawat and Tabligh. You and I, we are not aware of these important facts of life. He has been in the company of great giants of Nizamuddin and Raiwin. He has translated their talks. The Darul Azadul institution, we had seen with our own eyes how Maulana would work tirelessly. During late hours of the night, which we used to observe that the light of his office is on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him immensely. Allah is already showing him fruits of some of his efforts. Then of course in Tasneef and Ta'lifat, every month there's a magazine that comes out, or almost every month, the An-Nasiha, Hazrat Maulana's article is always appearing there. And so many other discourses of Hazrat Maulana is already printed. Then in Tazkiyah, linking ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having that fikr that how the entire mankind can also be connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. How this love of Allah can also come into each person's heart. Hazrat Maulana right till this very day is traveling far and wide and he is joined by his family. And alhamdulillah, Apa also, so many women folk have benefited through her. These are not ordinary people. If you look at this simple life, really amazing. In just 10-15 minutes now, just before Salatul Maghrib, the amount of advices he shared with me, And what was amazing and remarkable and outstanding was his fikr for the sunnah of Rasulullah. After making wudu, he donned his waistcoat and he taught me the dua, he reminded me the dua again. Now you and I, we learn these duas, we forget. But a real ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every step he will be worried and concerned. And the sunnah must come into his life. I do not wish to give a bayan. These are my few humble words, and I remember a very great buzurg, if I'm not mistaken, it was Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, our Hazakim Akhtar Sahib Dhamu Barakatuh, the Shaykh who had mentioned, or some other great buzurg mentioned about our Arif Billah Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib, that some people, Allah Ta'ala, some ulama, Allah have given them hearts, but they are unable to speak and express what's in their hearts. Some people, Allah Ta'ala has given them great oratory skills, but they don't have a heart. But regarding Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, it was mentioned that Allah has given him dil and zuban. Allah has given him that heart, and Allah has given him that zuban. May Allah tarkeeb of Hazrat Arif Billah, sihat kamila ajala mustaqira daima. And I will say the same also for our beloved Ustad. Allah has given him the heart, and Allah has given him the zuban. May Allah accept all the sterling effort that he is doing. May Allah make it be a means of his najat in the akhirat. And may Allah give us a chance again and again to benefit from these great, great luminaries of Islam, so that we may also be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'am.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال تعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين صدق الله المولانا recite three times قل هو الله شريف الآن مبنية فحضرة مولانا يونس our great friend, our mentor, and all the marhumin, inshallah. Get the sawab of one full Qur'an, inshallah. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, was once on his journey to Haramain Sharifain, and he stopped for a few days in Bombay. The second day, he gathered all his close friends, khulafa, and he told them, see, it's my second day in Bombay, and I made two khatams of Qur'an Sharif, and I passed the sawab to the marhumin of Bombay. And this is my habit, wherever I go, whichever town, I read one full Qur'an Sharif and I pass the sawab. And full Qur'an Sharif, three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ You get the sawab of full Qur'an. May Allah give us tawfiq, whichever town we enter, read the masnoon du'as when we enter and make this also. Especially when we pass a qabristan, Muslim qabristan, three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ Pass the sawabs, inshallah. As I came here, from the time, the car just came in. MashaAllah, I felt genuinely in my heart Maulana is not away from us. He's here with us. Fully he's here with us. And in which way? That mashallah, Maulana's tarbiyah ta'aleem, how, what success Allah gave him. It is an established fact. Maulana Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi was written, Maulana Ali Miyasab rahmatullah alayhi is written, that any Nabi or any alim who made effort, there were those anbiya, not one person listened to them. Na'uzubillah, it's impossible to say the Nabi was not successful. Nabi was successful, he did his work. The people who did not respond, they were unsuccessful. Not that he was unsuccessful. We give a bayan, nobody listens. You did your duty. You did it with sincerity, the correct way. You are successful. They don't listen, they are unsuccessful. But mashallah, Allah has crowned many anbiya alayhimus salam, many awliya, that what success also they got. And Allah showed it. Yeah, there isn't one Maulana Yunus, I see so many. The akhlaq, the ta'aleem of Maulana Yusuf, Yunus rahmatullah alayh, in so many of the sahabis here, mashallah. So Maulana's success, Allah has blessed our efforts, Allah has crowned it with success. And then mashallah, when the ash'ar were read, I really felt Hazrat Hakim sahab da'amad barakatum, arif billah, rumiya wa, mujaddid zamana, tabriz thani, that Hazrat was present here. And when we used to come, when Hazrat used to come, felt that same atmosphere. MashaAllah, these people, they are here with us all the time, their ta'aleem. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. This is the mansha, that all of us make this effort. Mean over 10 people, 200 people, whatever we can. Then we live forever. And they in turn carry it on. Our life is great success. Our life is not for dunya. Made 12 shops, made so many properties, so many investments, so big house, so big beach house. That is nothing whatsoever. This is what our investment is. Allah give us all tawfiq. I have to try and explain this poem. I just enjoy our Shaykh's ash'ar. And even if all the time goes in it, no problem. Hazrat, all ash'ar are complete bayans. And how beautiful. Yes, mashallah, you people have heard the explanation also. But I feel I must do it also. It's just great lesson. Sabak deti hai hardam ehle dil ki daastaan mujhko. And it's so fitting also. Just as I was thinking of Hazrat Maulana. And this year, sabak deti hai hardam ehle dil ki daastaan. The story of the people of the heart. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Every moment gives me a lesson of their life. Yeah, when I saw our satis, mashallah, how much you people following Maulana, his akhlaq, his ta'aleem, all his character, we are absolutely nothing, there's no doubt. But the akhlaq coming to meet us, showing us respect, showing us muhabbat, especially Maulana Naeem Sahib, all that, we're not fit for it. But this is the teaching of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib, rahmatullah. Also let us learn, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum told us that if somebody respects you, somebody shows love, don't think I'm like that. That person has got good eyes. He's got muhabbat. He's got akhlaq. I'm not fit for it. But in spite of that, they are showing this muhabbat. A person who is not worth anything, it goes to his, oh, I'm somebody big. Look at all. No, nothing else. We are nothing. It is the akhlaq of the people that they give us this respect. Jahan dekar mila hai dil mein wo jaane jahan mujhko. When I gave the world, then I received the king of the worlds. Don't think you're going to get Allah Ta'ala just so easy. You have to make a great mujahada, then you will get Allah. I gave the world. What is you give the world? Hazrat explained in many times in different ways. Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi. He gave his kingdom away. Middle of the night he went looking for Allah Ta'ala. Then he found Allah, so he gave that. Hazrat says, you can also. When somebody, today, if a woman, she won't, but if she offers you, Come by me, like Zulaikha. You'll get the sawab of Yusuf alayhi salam. If a woman offers you, and then you say, no, I can't. Allah's hukam. Allah is watching me. I can't do anything wrong. You gave the world for that. And she tells you, I'll give you the world, but you come to me. You say, no, you get the sawab of giving, and that is when you get Allah. When especially the eyes, our Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi is written, anyone want to break his marriage, the easiest way, that don't control your eyes. All our problems, 99% the man, the woman also, but 99% the man who don't control their eyes, problems in the marriage. And to look at another woman, it's desire, as Allah made it. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Allah put that desire in a person. But now Allah wants you, He gave you the accelerator, and He gave you brakes also. Now put on your sharp brakes. Don't look at all, you will get Allah Ta'ala in your heart. So give the world, that is when you will find Allah. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that the Mujahid on the battlefield, he gives his life one time. And the Mujahid who controls his eye, every time he controls his eyes, he's getting the sawab of jihad. Like he became shaheed because the eyes are connected and the heart wants to look. Allah has put this heavy test. Allah has made it a desire in man. If a man doesn't have desire, he's not a man. If butter doesn't melt in front of fire, it's not butter. If a man hasn't got desire, he is not a man, whatever else he is. For this reason, our Shaykh many times said that to call any farishta, Jibreel alayhi salam, a wali is not jais also. Wali is that person who's got desire and he doesn't do the haram. Then you become a wali. But if you haven't got any desire, if the most beautiful whore of Jannat sit in the lap of Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat says, whether it's a stone or a stick, it makes no difference to him. So if a person is like that, no reward also. Hazrat say, you go to the Qabristan and you say, what muttaqi parizgar people. They don't make one guna also. They can't make guna. Wali is that person who can make guna and he doesn't do. And the more your desire for many people think, main to barbaad ho gaya. Mujhe to aise aise khayalat aur aise aise khwahishat aate hai. No, the more your desire, but you don't act on it, the more your stages by Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat our Shaykh, Ahmad Barakatum, he said, don't make dua also that Allah take away my bad desires. Then you're not going to progress. If your car is not moving, then how are you going to reach your destination? Yeah, but when there is danger in front, traffic, hazard, whatever, now take your precaution. So the same thing, desire. Many people think, guna ka khiyal, guna nahi hai. The thought of a guna, which it comes on, if you bring it, that's different. Or it comes, now you entertain it. But the thought of guna kam is not guna. That is your fuel to move, but don't act on it. That is all. Bahut khoon e tamanna se mila sultan e jaan mujhko. When lot of khoon e tamanna, the desire, and you slaughtered it. Hazrat Ahmad Barakatum says, when the sun rises, it first becomes red. So when you have a desire, and now you slaughter your own desire, you slaughter your desire, you don't break Allah's command, it is like blood flowing. That is the sun that rises that benefits human, non-Muslims, non-Muslims, animals, everything, trees it benefits. But this will benefit you only, you are mu'min. This redness is going, now the sun of Allah's love is going to rise in your heart. This happens when the desire, you're lazy for fajr, it's now winter, it's cold, your geyser also blew up. And now no hot water, but no, I must go for fajr. See then what Allah gives you. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad al-nas. Oh Abu Huraira, just stay away from haram. You will become counted by Allah as the one who made the most ibadat by Allah. So to stay away from haram, that is what really takes a person. Nazar aata hai apne dil ka jab zakhme niha mujhko. When I look at my heart, many desires came. But I slaughtered them. Wounds came in my heart. Ah, what a woman she was. What her complexion. Allahu Akbar. And the woman comes in the Hadith Sharif. They are aadi akal ki. Half-minded. Lekin pure akal walo ki aklo ko ura deti hai. And my people, man of full mind, she swipes them off their feet. And Allahu Akbar. Yes, it comes here. Just think little bit when you see that woman. How she's acting, how she's talking, so sweet. Especially secretaries come and put their face right in the mouth, in the face of the boss when they speak. And that scent they have got on and how they dress, all that. That one easy way to get saved, think of the hoors of Jannat. Allahu Akbar, the hoors of Jannat. And your wife of this world, make effort on her also, she goes to Jannat. She will be the queen of the hoors of Jannat. The hoors of Jannat are nothing. They will be like maids in the house. The maids will be so beautiful, but your wife will be the queen. Her beauty will far excel their beauty. And just a glimpse of the hoors of Jannah, if she puts one drop of her sweat in the sea, seven seas of the world, all seven seas will become more sweeter than honey. The seas are salty. They will become more sweeter than honey. A man will see his hoor of Jannah for 40 years. He will gape without a blink of the eye. He won't look right. He won't look left. He'll just be gaping. Then she said, isn't there something else also? You're just looking at me. Isn't there something further? He'll embrace her. 70 years will be the embrace. And then when you'll kiss her death, spit the one drop that will make all the water of the sea sweet. What will be that enjoyment? Why am I looking at this filth and dirt, naked and dirt of this dunya? Think of this hoors of Jannah. And think also, if I get deprived of Jannah by looking at them, then I'll go in Jahannam. La yamutu fiha wala yahya. Many people, because they did not look up their eyes, Allah protect us all, make fazal karam upon all of us. At the time of maut, iman was taken away. Because of not looking after the eyes. How serious a matter. So what am I looking at? Just think of those hoors of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. One hoor of Jannah, when she'll just pick up her one leg, there will be so much naz, like a woman in this world, like in a beauty contest, fashion parade. How they walk and how they turn and how their dresses, they make it rise this way and all that. That naz in this, that what it swipes a man off his feet. His mind flies away. That hoor, one leg she left, 100 naz will be in that one lifting of the leg. What will that be? So let me not be so stupid and so, Lutfe dunya ke hai kai din ke. For how long is the enjoyment? It's not even enjoyment, imaginary enjoyment. Ismail Bey is here, I think Ismail Bey Hafiji. I quote him many times. He says when he was small, his father and them, they used to eat bhaji, what Haji Sahib, Munshi Sahib Inanda, and then they so enjoyable. He said, we should think we are small, but they lie in bed. Where enjoyment in bhaji? In dar, what enjoyment? Enjoyment, those days something, and today all in the burgers and what. But the minute you get a taste of iman, al-bazazatu min al-iman, you get enjoyment in simplicity. What the people, Allahu Akbar, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullah alayhi, when he came to our country, one time he said, Yopal's biryani and all that, what enjoyment I get in my dry roti, what my simple tea for breakfast, I don't get that enjoyment in your biryani. When iman comes, you start enjoying these things. So that is that great enjoyment. To apna dard khud karta hai majboor hai bayan mujhko. That love of Allah makes me, I have to speak. I can't keep quiet. I have to speak of the love of Allah. This love of Allah, when it comes, it can't be contained. Now a person has to speak. Bayan dard dil aasan nahi hai dosto lekin. And to speak of the heart, from the heart, and explain the love of Allah, it's not easy. You think that people will think I'm trying to brag, I'm trying to show off, etc. I'm making a show. So it's not easy to speak of it. Sabak deti hai hardam ahle dil ki dastaan mujh. But the ahlullah, we saw how they speak of the love of Allah Ta'ala. They were majboor, and that makes me also, I can't help it. Hazrat says, I have to speak of this great love of Allah Ta'ala. Zubani ishq ki taathir ahle dil se sunta hoon. And the tongue of the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, of the people who have got a heart. We all got hearts. Mosquito got 3 complete hearts. That small mosquito, 3 complete hearts it has got. We all got heart. But what heart is referred? That heart that has got the love of Allah. That is a heart. So their hearts, and when they speak, when I hear that, then I have to also speak. Magar mashoor karti hai muhabbat be zabaan mujhko. But the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, which is hidden in the heart, it makes me helpless. The tongue is not speaking, but that heart, you are thinking of Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us tawfiq when you lie down at night. This whole day, who let it pass with afiyat, with salamati? This whole day, what I went there. Sometimes we have a narrow escape, sometimes not. But what then? What could have happened? Hey, everything. In the morning when you get up, Ya Allah, you gave me a peaceful sleep. Otherwise, crooks could have come in. They could have tormented and what you call it for 2-3 hours, tortured you or whatever else. Or you 2 o'clock you got the news, your son, your daughter, somebody, hospital. Now you have to, but you woke up peacefully. Well, what a lot of innumerable billions of favors which our mind will never reach. Allah is blessing us with such favors. If somebody puts a basket of fruit by your door every day, first grade fruit, and you don't think who it can be, you just swipe it, you wipe it all off. You're not a human being. A dog gets a piece of bread from your door, it's loyal to that door. It won't leave that door. But what favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. Your wife, she doesn't do some work of yours or some misunderstanding, you get so cross. You, my wife, you must make my... You didn't make her. You didn't make her hands, her eyes. Allah made everything of yours. And you are fully in Allah's control every second. Your spine, your brain, a clot in your arteries, a clot in your brain. What will happen? Who is looking after you? Allah Ta'ala. And yet we don't think of Allah also. We eat food and we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, not only food is a ni'mat, the utensils, we ever make shukr for, if you don't have the utensils, how are you going to eat? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah, went with a few friends for picnic. They were like what we will call a braai, a camel. And they enjoyed it a lot with vinegar. Now they forgot to bring the utensils for vinegar. Now how are they going to have it? Imam Sahib was Imam Sahib. He said, make a hole in the ground, put the leather, the dasturkhan in it, it's your utensil. Utensil is so important. What great namats of Allah Ta'ala. Qafas ki teeliyai rangeen. The colored iron strips of the cage. Cages usually for birds make it very beautiful and different colors. So this dunya is a dunya sijnul mu'min. It is our cage. And all this beautiful color that this dunya, nightclubs, casinos, whatever other evil drugs, young people's, what their lives are. All those are the colored iron strips of this jail of ours. Dhoka de nahi sakti. But they can't deceive me. A person whom Allah's eyes has opened and he sees akhirat, dunya falls. Hadrat's one beautiful poem. When I started seeing akhirat, dunya just fell from my eyes. Dunya had no value in my eyes. Ke har dam mustarib rakhti hai. Yaad-e gulista mujhko. The gardens of Jannat, they keep me restless all the time. What is all this filth and dirt? But we are so taken. The minute the eyes of the heart open, dunya ke maze aankho se gir jaate hai. Dil se gir jaate hai. There is no value of this dunya. Meri sehra nawardi aur meri chaake damani. This my traveling around in the world, Hazrat says. And not worrying how my clothes are, etc. These things are not important to me. Bahut majboor karti hai meri aah fuga mujhko. That love of Allah and how it can come into everyone. Hazrat traveled the world when Hazrat had a stroke. After that also, how many times he came to our country? He went to UK. He went where? Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was paralyzed towards the end of his life. He said, I traveled the world only to establish the halqas of zikr everywhere. How important the halqas of zikr are. Kaha tak sabte gham ho dosto rahe muhab. How long must I control? How can I control my in the love of Allah Ta'ala? Sunane do tum apni bazam mein mera bayan mujhko. Give me a chance. Let me speak of the love of Allah in your gatherings. Mila karti hai nisbat ahle nisbat hi se akhta. This is a hard fact. If we want nisbat with Allah, there is no two ways but from ahle nisbat. Ye aag lagai nahi jati. Ye aag lagti hai. Dunya's fire, khana bakhana. When cluster houses, one house is on fire, the other one. Ye sina basina. That fire comes from one heart into the other heart. So this is where you will get that. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah Ali, we have heard the name, little what we know. What a great person. He takes qasam and says, ikhlas will not come in a person until ahlullah ki jhutiya seedhi kare. That is only where you will get ikhlas. And without ikhlas, there is nothing in this world. And we think we'll got ikhlas. We make big mistakes. One, for example, myself. In the Darul Uloom, sometimes students do wrong, ustads. Then I should say, who am I to tell them? I thought it's humbleness, which is a great quality. But it was mudahanat fi deen, which is a big guna. But I was not aware what our sheikhs, barakat alhamdulillah, then only I came to know, I thought what I'm very pious actually is muda, is a big guda, that you see somebody doing wrong and you don't talk about, you don't stop him. You don't tell him that this is wrong. And especially when you're in authority, it's your duty. It's your duty and you don't see to it, you are doing mudahanat fid deen. And today we are so guilty. MashaAllah. How many pious people, ulama, our friends for 20 years, they haven't got a beard. Not one day also did we tell them in a nice way, bhai, keep a beard. You have to keep it sunnah. Or we made dua for the person. Trouser is under the ankle. We sit with him, we talk, we joke, we have dawah at his place, he had dawah at our place. But we don't tell any time one word also. This is a serious guna. This is not humbleness. So this is to understand deen without Ahlullah sohbat, we won't. One Hafiz was making imamat for 30 years. And Hafiz, he was an imam. He was reading in dua qunut. The correct is, wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruka. We make shukar, we don't make. He was putting the la in the wrong place. La nashkuruka wa nakfuruka. We don't make your shukar of Allah. And we make kufar, we make na shukri of yours. So, but Ahlullah, 1 second. Yak zamana ba sohbat ahle dil behtar asad sala ta'at beriya. That is what the benefit is of sitting in the Ahlullah's company. Then we come to know. Ikhlas, sit with the ulama, with Ahlullah, Mashaykh, and then ikhlas will come. Otherwise we'll think I got ikhlas, and we haven't got it. So this we will get from Ahlullah. Zuba mila karti hai nisbat, ahle nisbat se, is ahle nisbat hi se e akhtar, zubaan se unki milta hai bayan e dur fisha mujhko. And by their tongue, and listening to their bayans, then we get that we make bayan, dur fasha, fiery bayans what we say. Now not fire bayans, outwardly oratory. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi himself says, when I was a young man, I was in still bayat with Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi. I was in Kanpur. When I should make bayan, I should also shake. The mimbar should also shake. But nothing happened to the people. When I became bayat with Hazrat, then my bayan, their hearts used to shake. Earthquake should come on the hearts of the people. This is when a person is with Ahlullah. Then see what is the difference. Allah give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited. Inshallah we will speak also on, before that, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, Arif Billah Rumi, what Mujaddid is Zamana, Tabriz Thani says that before every bayan, make muzakra of one sunnat of Hadrat Nabi Kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And really the sunnats are our life wire. Hadrat's one beautiful poem which Allah in His kindness made famous in the whole world. Where and where we went, we saw the poem written there. Naqshe qadam nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Which means that following in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnats, this is the road to Jannat. We follow the board from here, Peter Maritzburg, we'll come out in Maritzburg, Stanger, Shepston, wherever we come out. Whoever follows sunnats, we'll see, he'll come out in Jannat. Mana ki meer ke gulshan e Jannat to door hai. We accept that the gardens of Jannat are very fast, credit. How life you must live, life in the qabr, how long? And then Qiyamah's day, 50 alfa sana. And then inshaAllah, Allah will give us all the Muslims, Allah will give us Jannat inshaAllah. Lekin arif hai, jo khaliq jannat ko dil mein liye huye. But it is a person who has recognized Allah, he got the creator of Jannat now in his heart. There is no comparison between the creator and the creation. The creation, it can never compare with the creator. By following sunnats, you will get the Jannat also, and you will get the creator also. And Allahu Akbar, also it comes. Just see, this is also one aspect of our deen, which we don't regard. Mu'asharat, that right living, adab-e-mu'asharat. We don't regard it as part of deen. How many years have passed, alliance have to be made? And this a Muslim must not. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A Muslim does not cause any inconvenience, not only to Muslims, to non-Muslims, to animals, to the environment also. That is what is a perfect Muslim. He doesn't cause any inconvenience. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, his whole tasawwuf and khanqa was that is I Muslim, don't cause any inconvenience to any person. And Hazrat should say, Adam-e-qasd-e-iza is not enough. that you haven't got the intention, I must not harm anyone. That you are in neutral, somebody push you from the back, you'll go front. From the front, you'll go back. Qasde adame iza. Put your car in gear and pull your hand brakes also. And if the incline is more heavy, put some bricks also by your wheels. Hey, if you make your firm, I must not cause any person inconvenience. Only that person won't cause somebody else inconvenience. Otherwise, in the home, how we leave the bathroom? Hey? They say that many men have to do a university course to teach them there's a washing basket for the clothes. The floor is not the washing basket. The poor wife every day must pick up the clothes and then put it in a washing. Is Isa a Muslim? She's your wife, but you got no right to do all that. How we leave the basin? How we leave the toilet? Because we are Mr. Man. The whole, everyone must serve us. No, no, we have to learn. This is what we have to learn, to love what your wife in such a way. There also, not only outside that you are big, buzurg, and you are so humble, but in your house also. So anyway, So, you, by following sunnah, you will get Allah now. And you will get the creator of Jannah. And the creator of Jannah, ek tu mera, to har shay meri. Zami meri, asma mera. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are mine, Allah, the world is mine. Everything. Jannah is also mine. If you not mine, nothing is mine. To understand it in one sense, which our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh must explain, your wife is your wife. But if you haven't pleased Allah Ta'ala, Allah will use her who لَتَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا to find comfort in her. But she will be to torment and torture you. You won't know whether you're coming or going. Allah will use her against you. And it's not Allah uses her against you. Eh? And if Allah is yours, she will be a source of comfort. When you see her, what enjoyment you will get. One hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِ A person who corrects, بَيْنَ اللَّهِ A person who corrects that between him and Allah. That is our cry. We have to worry, am I pleasing Allah or not? When you please Allah, أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ Then Allah corrects everything between you and the creation. Your shop is no headache for you. You're milking your shop. You're sitting, you're hardly going to your shop. You're just collecting the profits. You just have to go and pick up the whole big bag ready for you, everything. No work. But when not, you slave for your shop. And then with 100 headaches all the time. Now this problem, now that problem. So a person, when he gets Allah, and one of the ways to get Allah, follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If a person sees a beautiful dress, pair of shoes, ladies somewhere, if my wife wears it, she looks so nice in it. You buy it, you bring it, you give it to her. She wears it, how happy you get. That which pleased Allah the most, Allah gave it to his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever is going to adopt it, Allah is just going to love that person. That is what Allah loves, that sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah send this Rasul with that, go and offer it to the mankind. And whoever is going to adopt it, Allah loves that person. May Allah give us tawfiq. One sunnah is a very great amal, though it is a nafil, tahajjud namaz. Shaitan has bluffed us, tahajjud is impossible for you. Tahajjud is for who? Retired people. They got nothing to do now, they retired. So they can get up for tahajjud and they can sleep till 12 o'clock. Or tahajjud are for those old people who are suffering from insomnia. As it is, they can't sleep, what are they going to do? Get up, make tahajjud. Or for the heavy awliya. Tahajjud is not for us. Tahajjud is for a 5-year-old child, for 90-year-old lady, sickly old man, lady, and it is the easiest namaz of all that, and the greatest benefit in tahajjud. It comes in the hadith, which Allama ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah ali used the words of the hadith to write his masala. Kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha fahuwa min al-layl. Whatever nafil namaz is made after isha. And isha, what is it? The minute you have made your 4 faraz of isha, 2 sunnat e muakkada, now your isha is finished. Now whatever nafil you will make, 2 rakat, sitting also, it is qiyam al-layl, and you'll get the sawab of tahajjud. Qabla nisf al-layl, even before half the night has passed. Many of us got in our minds, the half the night must pass, then you can make tahajjud. Qabla nawm, some of us feel you have to first sleep little, then you can, no, no, no. The minute isha is finished, this is the awwal waqt of tahajjud. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, tahajjud in the awwal waqt is like eating dal roti, sandwiches. And tahajjud 3-4 o'clock is biryani. So in the hope of biryani, don't stay hungry. If perhaps your eyes won't open 3-4 o'clock, you'll be lazy and you're going to be hungry, you're going to be weak. So eat your dal roti, eat make two rakats of tahajjud. And when your eyes wake up, then when you get the smell of a biryani, your appetite will open. Then have your biryani at that time. So just make 2 rakats, and 4 great rewards of tahajjud have come in one hadith. The Abu Salihin. It is the practice of the pious people. Your name will come, you are amongst the Salihin. But we don't need our name in the Guinness Book of Records. Our name comes in the list of the Salihin. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, there is one register kept by Allah Ta'ala from the time of Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah of all the pious Salihin. And whoever makes tahajjud 2 rakats, sitting, short, never make namaz quick, make it short. You don't have to read Surah Baqarah and Ali Imran. You read Wal Asr Inna Atayna also, your namaz will be made. So even short there, but your tahajjud is made. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, a person who makes tahajjud like this, on Qiyamah say, if he's not in the first saf of the tahajjud guzar, he won't be left out from the last saf. And whatever Allah is going to make fazal on them, it will be made on him also. So for 2 rakats, you got wuzu after Isha namaz. Your environment of masjid, yeah. You go home, your wife will say, somebody phone, you must return the call. There you went into a land, your wuzu break. You haven't got courage to make wuzu again. Yeah, you got wuzu. Women are on their musalla. For them to make 2 rakats, and you'll get the sawab of tahajjud. Your name will come in the salihin. And another great benefit of this first virtue, that any person in the world who's making namaz, haram of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, on the sea, the aeroplane, wherever, in their namaz they're making dua for you. Because everyone in his namaz has to say, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Allah's salamati, what a great gift Allah on us and all ibadis salihin. You make 2 rakats, you qualify to be amongst ibadis salihin. Now that person is making in namaz dua for you, not out of namaz, in namaz. And Allahu Akbar. That person might have a fight against you. He might have taken to you to court, but in his namaz he's making dua for you. By you making 2 rakats of your tahajjud, he in his namaz he's making, and he doesn't know also that I hate this person, I hate the very sight of him, the guts of him, but in his namaz he's making dua for you. Just because if we making 2 rakats of tahajjud, so easy. The second great virtue, hurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. You can become not a VIP, VVIP. Very, very important person. Not at some airport, by Allah Ta'ala. In the world, if they make VIP arrangement for you at the airport, as you get off the aircraft, somebody is waiting with your name written on. You go, oh, come with us to the lounge, VIP lounge. There is aircon, fruit, juice, cold drink, coffee, ice cream, whatever you want. You sit here, give us your passport, give us your baggage tags. They go and do customs for you. They get your baggage, customs, and immigration, and they come give you. Has it now? There's the VIP car. If you want to, you can go now. Wallah, many, many people of this ummah on day of Qiyamah are going to get VIP, VVIP, Allah's VIP. As we come out from our qabr, our aircraft with which we're going to fly to Medan-e-Hashar, announcement will be made amongst many others, where all the tahajjud guzar, those people will come. People come in the VIP lounge of Allah, under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, where there'll be such a cool breeze with no side effects. One person went to doctor prescribed medicine, gave it to him. He took out the tablets, poured it in his hand, and he started breaking the sides. Doctor asked, what are you doing? So I'm breaking all the side effects of the medicine, all the side effects. So the cool breeze of Jannat, of under the arsh of Allah, no side effects also. Our aircons, mashallah, we feel comfortable, but there are side effects. There's no side effects. So the second great reward, that you will be the VIP of Allah Ta'ala. The third, mukaffaratul lisayyatikum. All your gunas are made maaf by tahajjud. The fourth, manhiyatun anil ithm. It is your powerhouse to stay away from guna. Where electricity is generated, as it comes, it gets weaker. They put a substation, boost it up again. Tahajjud is your substation. Many of us, we hate ourselves for our anger when we get angry. Just now one brother wrote, say, when I'm angry, I take the cell phone, I throw it on the wall. Angry. You take it, you throw it in the wall. Who are you harming? You're harming yourself. But that anger is such a thing. Or you're weak in fajr. Weak with your eyes, you can't control. But the hajjat will give you that strength. Then you'll be able to stay for 2 rakats to get all this. How can we deprive ourselves? May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. When we finish our 4 faras of Isha, 2 sunnat-e-muakkada, make 2 rakats of the hajj. Even if you want to set, even you want to make it short, after that read your with. And many of our friends, alhamdulillah, they started, and just I say, is on the prepaid, you get free starter pack. So there is a free starter pack. That you start after Isha, free starter pack. And then, mashallah, many of them went on to contract. 3 o'clock tahajjud, 4 o'clock tahajjud, they went on to contract. And if you're on contract, you're a lani, don't come back to prepaid. But if you're on prepaid, go to contract, no problem. So, Allah give us tawfiq to make our tahajjud also regularly. And the whole ummah, there are many buzurgs who say, Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullah, from the age of 5, I never missed my tahajjud. So we can do it. Our children train them. MashaAllah, when they'll come 80, 90 years, they say from the age of 5, I never missed my tahajjud. And what difficult is it to make tahajjud after Isha? Allah give us all tawfiq. The ayats of the Quran Sharif I have recited. Inna deena inda Allahil Islam. Somebody translated for me, not an alim. All alims know. Any other person, it's a very simple. Somebody tell me, what is it? Inna deena by Siddiq kya? So now, Siddiq Bey gave me translation in Arabic. One student was asked to translate, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He said, Yani, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The word deen is Arabic word. He said, the deen by Allah. Islam is Arabic word. He said, Islam. So what is it in the deen? Deen, some people translate it religion. That's a very narrow translation. And the West, hame baawar kiya hai. They put it in our mind that the translation of deen is religion. The full, proper, wide explanation, way of life. What the West want, that you're a Muslim, your prayer time you go to masjid. Jew will go synagogue, Christian will go to church, once a week he will go, whatever it is, Jew will go on a Saturday, Hindu will go to his temple, once in a blue moon they go. But you Muslim, alright, 5 times a day you go to masjid. One department of your life. Ramzan come, very good Muslim you are. Extra good Muslim. Umrah, going Jamaat, going Khanqa. But when you do business, no. Now leave your Islam one side. Now you're a businessman, you do business as the people do. You're a sportsman, sports, you play sports as a sportsman. Politics, as a politician. Don't bring your Islam in here. One person was going for a joy ride with his family, and the wife sitting, children at the back, they came to a traffic light. In South Africa, we call it a robot. Other people laugh at us. You call this a robot. But anyway, you came to the traffic light. Somebody was asking for a left, thumbing a left. Tell him, I'm very sorry, my wife, my car is full. He said, okay, no problem. But I'm Mr. Dollar. Oh, Dollar, VIP. Wife, please go back seat. That Mr. Dollar said, yani dunya, more dunya now. Less time for wife and children. So much so, we haven't got time for ourselves also. For dunya, so engaged. For our health, we haven't got time. For our, what we earning for? What a ulluka chakka. You earning to eat, to live a comfortable life. But you get so engaged in learning, eat, in earning, you haven't got time to eat also. And then you are proud. Hey, today I was so busy, you know. I didn't get, I forgot to have lunch also. So for what you earning? You earning so much, I can't get sleep. I'm thinking of this, I'm thinking. So for what you earning all the time? So anyway, so he said, oh, wife, back seat, please. Mr. Dollar Satya. Next traffic light, there somebody was asking for a lift. I'm sorry. I see, my wife had to put her in a back seat. And Mr. Dollar, I've got a VIP. He said, if you haven't got place for me, no problem. But I'm Mr. Pound. Oh, double off dollar. Oh, for VVIP. Wife, please go right in the boot. And Mr. Dollar, back seat. And Mr. Pound, you said, now more involved in dunya. More engaged in dunya. And your wife, no time for her. She must be right back seat now. Children, no time. Next traffic light, somebody again asking for the impossible. Mr. Dollar, I had to put back seat. I got Mr. Pound here. I got no place. I'll help you wherever you are. In dunya, I'll help you. In akhirah. I'm sorry. He said, I'm Mr. Islam. I'll help you. Mr. Islam, I love you terribly. There's no limit to my love. But please, I got no place in my life for you. You stay in the masjid, I'll come visit you 5 times. Jamaat come, I'll bring food also for you. But don't come in my life. Don't tell me TV is haram in my house. And don't tell me how to do my business. Don't tell me how I must control my eyes, who I must speak to and who I mustn't speak to. You don't come and interfere. Ramzan, oh, I'll hold. Ramzan, I'll be with you. And Umrah, I'll go. Oh, ho, ho, there I wear extra long kurta also. And I'll make big tawafs and ibadats also. But I haven't got place for you in my life. Make me maaf. Okay, you haven't got place. He went on. Next, another person asking for a lift again. I have to leave Mr. Islam alone. Where I got place for you? I love Mr. Islam so much, but no place for him. Okay, you got no place for me? I got place for you. I'm Mr. Malakul Maut. You haven't got, I got place for you. The wife also shouted from the back, yes, take him quickly. Because of Mr. Dollar and Mr. Pound, he had no time for me. You take him quickly. When you die, wife also say, nothing, first take him janazah, kabristan. Put him down in the qabr, close him with planks also. And the little gaps in between, put some mud or leaves there. And then fill him, not if level with ground, over the limit. Heap the ground over so he can't come out anymore. You take him away. He had no time for us. We haven't got time. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. You forget yourself. You even forget why I'm earning and why I'm in this dunya. So what is the use of this? So anyway, so the Islam is not one department of our life. We can't departmentalize. Islam is a way of life. Even if we have to reach the moon, Islam will be there with us. Wherever we are, whether you're on safar, you're alone, you're in the hotel room, you are Muslim there also. Wherever you are, all the time, you're a Muslim. So that is in the deen. Undoubtedly, the way of life by Allah is Islam. Islam, not only the religion, not only a way of life, but total surrender to Allah Ta'ala. We give a person a job. We have job description. This are your duties. You must do this. If he doesn't do it, I'll fire you. First warning, second warning. Then I'll fire you. You have to do it. You didn't make that person, his brains, his hands, his legs. Your wife, you're not listening to me. See, I think now I'll have to, I'm going Jamiat, I'm going to divorce you. Hey, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, you're not obeying me. You didn't make your wife. All you married her, you paid her mehr, you gave her a house, clothing, and now you expect so much in return from her. Allah who made you. Your hair, Allahu Akbar. And how Allah, everything of yours is Allah made. One time, Sheikh Abdu, a very great alim of Azhar, was visiting India, perhaps 50, 60 years ago. He came to Darul Uloom Deoband also, and he was having meals with Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh. During the course of the meals, Arabs, Egyptians, they eat with spoon and fork. So he told Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah, you also eat with spoon and fork. Maulana immediately put his hand like this. And he said, I am eating with a fork. This is also a fork. Fork has got 4 prongs. So I am eating with a fork. And Maulana said, my fork is better than your fork in 4 ways. First of all, my fork can feel the temperature of the food. Your fork can. Sometimes you put too hot a thing in your mouth, tea or something, how it burns you. My, Allah gave me, first feel the temperature. Is it all right for my mouth or not? And this is not as sensitive as what the tongue is, the lips. So this you can feel the temperature. Secondly, my fork can bend also. And I catch my food very easily. I see you people with spoon and fork, the piece of meat running this side, that thing running. How you battling with all the things to try and capture it. I just catch it easily. Thirdly, my fork after eating gives off a sort of a liquid. And that's why it's sunnah to lick your food, or your fingers. All food also, and that makes your food digest also. And fourthly, my fork, if it hits my teeth by mistake, no difficulty, no pain. With your fork, blood will come out. You pain of your. And I made an addition with an E to this whole story. And I made 3 more additions with an E to this. That first of all, my fork is made by Allah. Allah made fork. That is what Allah made everything of ours. Your fork is made by Indonesia, made by Malaysia, or China, and if it's Chinese fork, halfway your meal it will break also. You won't complete your meal also. Second, my fault, today the whole world is very worried of hygiene and cleanliness. My fork, your fork, I don't know who washed it, if they washed it, how they washed it. My fork, sunnat before eating to wash your hands. I know myself. And water is the best antibiotic. That you wash it with water and germs, etc., which are everywhere. That is why it is sunnat to wash our hands before meals. So these are the great, and the greatest of all. My fork is sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your fork is the way of the enemies of Islam. What greater. So anyway, everything is made by Allah tabarakah. One person bought this thin white rumals, which we get in Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. He brought it for Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi. Maulana took it, kissed it, put it on his eyes, put it on his head. A person standing said, Maulana, you're making so much muhabbat, love with that rumal. It's written on there, made in Hong Kong. Made in China. It's not made in Medina. Well, I said that I also know. But the wind of Medina has touched it. Amhabbati riyah min tilqai qadima. That wind that blew from Medina Sharif has just changed my whole mood. Just the wind of Medina and that lightning that came from the side of Medina Sharif, Allama Busayri say, Allah Akbar, what it has done. So that anyway, if somebody buys a topi for you from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, 3 rupees, 5, 10, 20 rupees, you'll tell him, Jazakallah, it's right, you have to tell him. You'll even send him nowadays a SMS, you'll send him an email also, you brought a topi from Medina Sharif for me. For that 2 riyal topi, you so lot shukriya. But ask ourselves, any one of us, did we make shukr to Allah till today for the head that Allah gave? If we didn't have a head, where should we wear the topi? Did we make shukr to Allah? Allah, you gave me a head. And then not an empty head, full of brains again. If we were 5 bob short, our brains. The small children should make jokes of them. Like a mad person, we should carry on. Small persons, small boys, children, they should tease us, play with us. And then Allah talked it also perfectly. Not too tight, that you're just swearing and getting angry and vulgar all the time. Not too loose, that you're lazy, you're doing nothing. Perfectly Allah Ta'ala. Did we ever make shukr to Allah Ta'ala? What are the favors of Allah Ta'ala? Unlimited and untold upon us. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah says, very few of my bandas make shukr. And those few who do make shukr, وَقَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. They also make very little shukr. And shukr is such a great ibadah. But we are, Allah Akbar, when we stay with Ahlullah, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, great buzurg. And from here, learn. We don't have to be alims to become Allah. One time, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was visiting us when we were in when I was in Germiston. I was teaching student Hifz, etc. Hazrat tested them, everything. Then we were coming down the stairs. It was upstairs. When we came down, I said, Hazrat, dua kare ke Allah in bachcho ko hafiz banaye. Make dua, Allah, make them hafiz. Hazrat was walking on my right. He put his left hand on my shoulder. He turned me towards him. He stopped. Full attention. Then he told me, Mali sahab, hafiz banna faraz nahi hai. Nek banna faraz hai. To become hafiz is not faraz. To become nek, obedient of Allah Ta'ala, that is faraz. So even if you're not a alim, not a hafiz, look at Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah. Look at Khaja Aziz al-Hassan sahab Madzubra. He was a politician. In the time when the British were ruling and his position was so high, when many millions didn't see a car with their eyes, he was given a chauffeur-driven car. What was it? But when he made ta'alluq with Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, in a majlis where Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jah, great luminaries, giants, alims, muftis, mufassireen, hafiz al-Quran, everything, but nobody would speak, Khaja Sahib would speak. That was his position. So any person can reach this position. Just make your ta'alluq and reach to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So this is how many other people. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah ali was a chemist. But what he became? Allah. Fuzail ibn Iyaz was a highway robber. What Allah made out of him. Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ali, 24 hours in the pub. But ta'alluq with Allah wala. They became the source of hidayah for mankind. So don't remember, every saint has got a history behind him. Ask his friends when he was at school, when he was in college, what was his life? So today, mashallah, his big buzurg, all Hazrat. but he's got a history behind him. And every sinner has got a bright future in front of him. Just make tawbah, join with Allah wala, and today you're a sinner. Allahu Akbar. One of the meanings of waghfir lana, wa'afu anna, waghfir lana. What does waghfir lana? Bisatri al-qabih wa izhari al-jamil. Oh Allah, bury all our evil. Allah takes it out of the minds of people. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that's one of the reasons why Allah made photography haram. You were young, you were in college, you were holding your girlfriend, you took photos, and now you become big buzurg. Some enemy of yours come, this is your Shaykh here. Look at him, this is his Shaykh. So Allah didn't want it, so Allah didn't let the records be kept also. Allahu Akbar. Look at Mullah Umar. They're looking for him. How many times they met him? And he just went through because no picture of his. They can't recognize him. So Allah Ta'ala, how he protected us. So anyway, بِسَتْرِ الْقَبِيحِ وَإِزْهَارِ. So whether you are, you don't have to be an alim. You don't have to be from an alim's son. You can be the worst sinner, but just make ta'alluq with Allah Wada. And see how Allah will not only give you hidayat, what treasure Allah will give you, and the treasure Allah. But people who got dunya's money, they don't like to spend it. And they try and avoid. People, like in this poem of Hadrat we read, people who got the love of Allah, they just want to spend it. The more they spend it, ilm also, marifat also, the more you spend it, the more it increases in you. So anyway, inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. This deen, this way of life, by Allah Ta'ala is the religion, is the way of life of Islam. Total surrender to Allah Ta'ala. That don't think that I can use my eyes that I want to. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Janta hai tu dil ke raaz aur aankh ki churiya. In beniyaz, you know everything, O Allah. So a person that we are fully Allah Ta'ala's, every moment we belong to Allah, we're going to return to Allah Ta'ala, so surrender to Allah Ta'ala. When was this ayat revealed? How long ago? Quran Sharif? Siddiq Bhai? About how long ago? More than 1400 years ago. So, this Islam which Allah is speaking, which Islam is speaking about? The Islam that will come after 1400 years? Or that Islam that at that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Islam. And today, any person who is following that Islam, what we call them? What we call such people? Orthodox. What else? Backwards. What else? Fundamentalist. Camel age people. If somebody calls you that, don't feel offended. Make shukr. On their tongue, Allah Ta'ala put that you are following the Islam of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today there are many models of Islam. There is a Turkish model. There is a Saudi Salafi model. There is a modernist model. There is a watered down, mild Islam model. Dunya's Islam, where you can fit in dunya everywhere. But which model Allah wants is that model. So when they call you that there is orthodox, that he's fundamentalist, he's from the camel age, he's backwards, he's dukyanus, he's from those people. Make shukr that on the tongue. And Allah's system is, Allah put on the tongue of the people reality. Like Sandton. What is it? A very elite area. But what is it? Think for a little bit. Sand and tin. There are mud houses and there are tin shanties. We have, Sandton, what a place it is. Allah put it, many things like this. Allah put it on your own tongue, on the people's tongue and in theirs, that you must realize what its value is. So when they call you orthodox, backwards and that, remember that beautiful Islam of the time of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haji Bhai Padia Marhum said very beautifully, we don't want to be forward, we want to behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who are behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the ones who are going to be successful. Those who want to be in front and new and different ways, how are they going to gain success? A person went to a tailor, he was getting married, so he took his kurta sewn. He took his material and he took a sample with. You want this kurta, I'm getting married, you must sew it for me. Everything arranged, come after 2 weeks, 10 days, whatever, so much the price, everything. He went, kurta was ready. But not the material he gave. The tailor used some other material. And not the sample he gave. they listen. So naturally, argument starts. Blows, they start to take. People come walking past. What's happening here? What? This is the case. All said the tailor is wrong. He should have listened to his client, the instructions of the client he must do. But the tailor said, listen to my story also. What's your story? He told me he's getting married. And he brought a very cheap, inferior type of material. I bought an expensive material for him. And he told me that he's getting married. The sample of kurta he made was 1870 model. And I gave him model of 2080. Advanced model I gave him. So his niyat was very good, but it is the fault of the tailor. So Islam, Allah has said, Inna deena inda Allahil Islam. That Islam of 1400 years ago, that is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Today, no matter what sincerity, we must make Islam mild. We must make it compatible with dunya today. It must fit into the today's system. And different models and that we want to bring, it won't be accepted. And Allah says clearly, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Whoever is going to choose a way of life, besides that way of total surrender to Allah, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It won't be accepted from him. And not only not accepted, the most serious part, وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. His akhirat will be destroyed. And akhirat, there is not three way. Either it's only two way. One way, you get going to the bliss and enjoyments of Jannah. And if you are deprived of that, such a place, we call it Jahannam, we call it hellfire. Quran Sharif says, لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. You don't die in there and you don't live. And such a condition of yours, you can't call it life also. Such a terrible. And you're not living also. It's not life also and you don't die also. يَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتْ. Mort will come to you from all sides. Today we have two, three problems. Oh, very bad. I can't take it. It's too stressful. Tension, etc. There, mort will come from every side. But you won't die also. So, that Islam, be happy. And that Islam, alhamdulillah, from the time of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is alive till today. It is what we call the Islam of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That Islam. And that has left, that is the Sawad-e-Azam. Till today, that is the majority of the Muslims in the world. In our context, Asian context, it is Ulama-i Dioband. They are the ones who are following that. And some people say that what Indian model of Islam. No, this is that. And wallah, go to Indonesia, go to Malaysia, any part of the world. Go to Malawi, go to Sudan, go to Somalia. Those same ulama. And our ulama were of that Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. We gel with them. We have absolutely no problem. It's not an Indian type of Islam. Islam, our Islam is that international. Sawad-e-Azam, Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat Islam. And who am I to say? About 1 1/4 year ago, I was in Darul Uloom Dioban. Sheikh Awwama, who is a great Hanafi alim in Medina Sharif, is coming to our country also. May Allah bring him. Very great alim. The student of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahullah. He's his student. Very great alim. He was coming to Dioban on that day. I also happened to be there, and we were sitting in the Mehman Khana, and many asatiza of Dioban and other ulama outside Darul Uloom were also all we were waiting. He was coming. So a discussion started. One alim who is from Delhi, so he said he was the visitor, he was the guest of Abdullah ibn Subayyil, Imam Abdullah ibn Subayyil, the old Imam of Makkah Sharif. When they were sitting to eat, two other guests also came from Riyadh, Arab ulama. Then, which is a common thing and which is sunnat. Allah make the sunnat also alive in us to introduce one another. So they introduced him. He's a Maulana. He's from India, Delhi, etc. So they took off. Oh, these people of India, they are mushriks and qabar pujari and all that, all day what they normally. So Sheikh Abdullah ibn Subayyil said, did you ever go to India? They said, no. He said, I've been many times. Would I know them? You don't know who these people are. They're not mushriks. They've got tawheed, the proper tawheed. We just talking lot of tawheed. Tawheed, this people have got. Sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this people have got. And he went on praising. And then he said, half of the ummat in the world are being serviced in deen by ulama-i Dioban. This is not my words, Abdullah ibn Subayyil rahmatullah. And then he said, 2/3 of the ummat are Hanafis. And the Salafis are out of, they want to declare us as, they can't do it, they can't say, but they want to declare us as non-Muslim. He say, you take them out of Islam, what Muslims are left there? There will be no Muslims left. So just see, this is that Islam Allah Ta'ala has given us. So don't be shy. And when somebody associates us with the ulama of Dioban, don't be shy. It is a great honor that Allah has bestowed. And ulama at Dioban doesn't mean only those who, Dabil ulama, and Lucknow ulama, and in Pakistan, all our madaris, Minnori town, Ashraful madaris, all this, we are all one. It is just one, the way to identify. But this is the way of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And the same of the ulama of Malawi. And in Saudi Arabia, many of these ulama, unfortunately, are lingering in jails. Because they say photography is haram. Because they don't allow music, etc. There are those ulama, fully what we will call Diobandi. Ahle Diobandi. Fully they are. We all are one. And in the whole world we are. So don't think we are one-sided and don't think we are backwards. We must be make shukr to Allah that Allah has put it on their tongues that you are people are those people who are following that Islam. And I will end on this part. Maulana Abul Hasan al-Nadawi rahmatullah alayh. This again is not like what we will just say some ordinary alim who was so greatly respected by the Arab ulama. He had made tahqiq, research, and he said anywhere in the world, any movement that had benefited Muslims, directly that person who did this was connected with Ahlullah or indirectly was connected with Ahlullah. Allah takes work of deen from those people who are connected with Him. And you get connected with Allah Ta'ala when you, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi is written, which our Shaykh many times had quoted, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْعَارِفِينَ. Allah watches the hearts of His awliya all the time. And whose love Allah finds in their heart, that they love so-and-so, they love so-and-so, Allah directly makes love to that person. And a person only can go, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. This ayat is a whole separate bayan. Whoever becomes murtad, turns away from his deen. Man, that one person, Allah say nothing to worry. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. In return, Allah will bring a whole nation to replace that one person. He wanted to renegade and go out of the fold of Islam. Allah say Allah will bring a whole nation in return. And what will be the qualities of those people? فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. Allah loves them and they will love Allah. Allah Ma'alu says, بِفَيْضَانِ مُحَبَّتِهِ. By the love of Allah for you, then you love Allah. On your own, you'll never be able to love Allah. You don't know who is Allah. And when Allah will love you, then two ways Allah will make that love become manifest. Either you will go to some Ahlullah. Hazrat explains a qissa by Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh. One little ant in Khorasan, far away in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, in those sides there where Khorasan was. It had the desire, burning desire to go Baytullah Sharif. Now, where it's going to come from Khurasan, right till Makkah Sharif, a small end. Allah sent a pigeon dove, which before were in the Haram of Makkah. Allah sent it there, jumbo jet. Go and fetch this one person, it wants to see my house. When it went there, then Allah put in the heart of that end, your jumbo jet has come. You don't need passport, you don't need visa, you don't need hotel bookings, nothing. You jump on now, get on the leg of this dove. And when it flutters its wings, they're heavy. Don't get frightened. Just hold stuff. You will reach Baytullah Sharif. So sometimes Allah send Ahlullah to you. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. How many people's hearts he won over? He won over Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali. In turn, Maulana won how many people's hearts? So Allah sends his Ahlullah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Zakaria Sahib. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangoi. All our buzurgs. Hazrat Maulana Shah Qabarul Zamas. How many of our buzurgs? Allah sends them. That go there, my bandas are there. And not to take them to the house of Allah, to take them to the owner of the house of Allah. When Hazrat was in Bangladesh, one alim asked Hazrat to see your father with respect and love. You get the sawab of Hajj. And to see your sheikh, what sawab is in there? Hazrat said, your father, you get the sawab of Hajj of going to Baytullah. Your sheikh, you will see Allah Ta'ala. Your eyes of the heart will be open, and wherever you see, you will see Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, ab nigaah kahi nahi hai. Now I'm not looking around anywhere in the world. Ab koi nahi nigaah mein. And nobody has got value and importance in my eyes now. Ab nigaah kahi nahi hai, ab koi nigaah nahi. Ab koi nahi nigaah mein. Mehwa hayrat khara hoon, husn ke jalwahgaah mein. I'm standing astonished in the beauty parlor of Allah Ta'ala. Not some beauty parlor of dunya, in Allah's beauty. I just see Allah's qudrat. Manifestation of Allah. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Damat Barakatum's beautiful poem. Maine tumhe dekha hai. I've seen you, O Allah. You tried and hide yourself, but I've seen you every Nu'man ki faqahat mein. Allah, Imam Abu Hanifa's fiqah, I saw you. And where and where, everywhere I look, I just see you, O Allah. Wallah, whereas we get opticians for the eyes, we got opticians for the eyes of the heart. Go to them and follow the instructions. They will open your eyes of the heart and you will see. محو حیرت کھرا ہوں حسن کے جلوہ گاہ میں تیرے جلووں کے آگے ہمت شرح و بیان رکھ دی. Looking at all your beauty, O Allah, I'm dumbfounded. I can't speak. I'm just totally overtaken. نگاہ بے زباں رکھ دی, زباں بے نگاہ رکھ دی. I just see you and my tongue doesn't move at all. And when I speak, O Allah, I just speak of your قدرت and your kindness. Allah تعالیٰ کا کمال, the perfection of Allah. Allahu Akbar. If you see your heart in a sauna, how the valves are opening, closing, how it is Allah, Allah. Your lungs taking oxygen in all the time, purifying the blood. One drop of blood moves 500,000 kilometers a day in your body. Up and down, into the heart, into the lungs, purified, and with new oxygen, and that carbon dioxide which is in the blood, you breathing it out all the time. What is Allah? Allah's kamal. Allah's jamal. Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala, those who swear Allah, Allah feeds them also. And Allah gives them the best in this dunya. What is the jamal? And the nawal of Allah, how He has favored us. Gave us eyes free of charge. He gave us brains free of charge. And the brains work, Allahu Akbar. We take it for granted. The brains are working all the time. You're driving your car, there's a stop street 200 meters away. So you apply, your brains work them. Great, great mathematical calculations are taking place in the brain. Apply brakes now. Put your car in neutral if you want to. Malvi, you haven't got enough money, you save petrol there. So you put your car in neutral there now. So it just rolls still there. Suddenly one car comes in front of you, it just jumps the line. The brain, again, recalculation. Suddenly now the brain works and at 200 kilometers per second. It doesn't affect us so much. But multiply 200 by 60 seconds in 1 minute. Now how much it is? In 1 minute, those messages are going in the body. Going to the brain calculates, sends a new message. Now a car has come in, tells the leg to put more pressure on the brakes. It's not just happening. This is Allah's system. We are impressed with computers. This computer Allah put in ours. Now this computers we are impressed. Allah put this computer from the time of Adam alayhi salam. What is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat? So great is Allah Ta'ala. So Maulana Alimya Rahmatullah Ali said, whatever has come and anyone wants any goodness in his family, in his town, genuine benefit. Otherwise people think we're doing work of deen, but takhrib kar rahe. They are destroying deen. We're coming on TV, and now we're thinking we are serving deen. You are destroying deen. You are not serving deen. You are doing other things. You go freely, you're mixing with women, that I have to give them nasihat. My poor little beti, my heart is like a stone. I don't feel anything for women. Beti, you got problems, and you're petting her. Our Sheikh Damat Barakatum says, you say to the air hostess, apa, apa, phir paape khane parenge. All the time, apa, apa, bring this, apa, bring that in PIA, phir kya hoga. No, the genuine service of deen you will do when you have got ta'alluq. And look at it. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, Allah took this great work of tabligh from him. What is it? Go and study his life. It's not a nice word, but pare rehte the Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi. Hours and days and months he should just stay by Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi. After he passed away, by Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Saharanpur, Hazrat should go to Mewat for a tabligh safar. And in those days, not our days, when he returned, he say, زنگ آ گیا دل پر, رست اس کم آن مائی دھان. Straight away to the خانکاس of سہارنپور, of رائے پور, go and spend some days. Then what work Allah Ta'ala took from him. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rakhta, I mentioned that first he should make great bayans, but no effect on the people. Ta'alluq wa Allah wala, then see what the effect was. And what a great mujaddid Allah has produced. Not me or you. One lady, I don't know her full name, non-Muslim, Barbara something. She made in the last 100 years research that who did the greatest reformation work. She said it was in the whole world, China she went, Africa she went, Asia. It was Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi. Such man. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi. And who did he became bayat with? Not even an official alim, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki. One time, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah was making bayan, and what subjects Allah gave him, and what he said, Hi Imdadullah, that by barakat of my Shaykh, Allah, what he has blessed me with. So make ta'alluq, mashallah, Hadhrat Maulana Yunus Rahmatullah Ali, his beautiful garden office is here. And mashallah, the other gardeners are still working in this garden. Yes, Maulana Naeem sahab, mashallah, Hafiz Muhammad Patel sahab, mashallah, they always carry on with that same fervor and with that same enthusiasm. Let us carry on that same barakat and inshallah even, and Maulana's tawajjuh. It is clear, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah has written, a person, the people have got a great misconception that they go in the qabr, they just lying like that. No, they are living and everything from here is transmitted to them. And they are fully aware, they are informed. And they even make dua there, but they don't get sawab for their dua. Sawab is only get in dunya, but they make dua also. There are many who want to make tilawat, who want to make namaz. Allah allowed them. They're enjoying it, but no sawab. Sawab is only while we are in this dunya. But there is direct communication. It's not that they are gone and they're just living. Allah says clearly, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ. Don't say they are dead. Well, ahyaun inda rabbihim, they got a life more better than our life there. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was burying one sahabi who died as a shaheed. Suddenly while burying, he turned his face away. Sahaba asked why. He said, Allah sent his hoor for him in his qabr already. And I didn't want to look at his hoor. So I turned my face away. There is life there, and what a life. Don't think that the people are just, read the kitab, shaq watan. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and see then what enjoyment, and we'll look forward to more. You won't be sad to die. You won't spend all your money in the people who fool us in the private clinics. 1 week they put you on life support and your last cent they suck out from you. Till they don't finish all your money, they don't pull off that machine. When they feel now his money is finished, they say, now I think we have to pull off the plugs in there. No, you don't have to leave that money for good causes. So our life is short. Allah has given us this great opportunity. Take benefit of it, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ya Allah, jo kaha suna qabool farma. Jo hum se kutai hui kehne mein, sunne mein maaf farma. Baghair kahe, baghair sunne, aapki kudrat hai ke hamari dilo mein wo baatein aa jaye. آپ صحیح باتیں ہماری دلوں میں ڈال دیں اور اس پر عمل کی توفیق ہم سب کو عطا فرما. یا اللہ جتنے غیر مسلم ہیں جنوں میں اور انسانوں میں ان سب کو اسلام کی دولت عطا فرما. جتنے مسلمان ہیں ہم سب کو عملی طور پر مسلمان بنا. جتنے عمل کرتے ہیں تیری محبت اور تیرا قرب نصیب فرما. جن کو تیرا قرب اور نسبت حاصل ہے اس میں ترقی ہر دم عطا فرماتے رہے. یا اللہ جو بھی کوئی پریشان ہو, تکلیف ہو, بیماری کی وجہ سے, یا اللہ کوئی پیسوں کی وجہ سے مقروض ہے, یا اللہ جھگڑوں کی وجہ سے, آپس میاں بیوی کے اختلافات, کوئی بھی تکلیف ہو, آپ اپنی مہربانی سے ان تمام تکلیفوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ دین دنیا آخرت کے تمام خیر اور برکات ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اس ہمارے مجلس کا ثواب ہمارے شیخ کو پہنچا, حضرت مولانا یونس صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ کو پہنچا, تمام ہمارے مرحومین امت کے مرحومین مسلمانوں کو پہنچا. دین دنیا آخرت کے تمام خیر ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب